Robbie, good afternoon to you. Now, did you know, and not a lot of people know this, that the East Norfolk Operatic Society's 50th anniversary production on the Mikado will be at the Manor Market between the 6th and the 9th of May, which is incredible, isn't it? The victims today are Margaret Collingwood, who's the stage director, and Roz Swetman, who's playing the part of Katisha. I always want to say bless you when I say that.
That's only because you say it wrong. If you said Katisha, like you should, Katisha.
Well, there's nothing wrong with my pronunciation.
I'm wiping my eyes as we speak.
I saw you two dancing out there. That was obscene.
No.
No, it was.
Kept the public happy.
Seriously.
No.
Honestly, I'd have the dog warden take you away.
In white coats.
Yeah. How do you direct a stage?
With a lot of patience.
You yeah. do. Now, tell me about the Mikado, because I was talking last night to my driver, because being the sheriff, he was driving me home. I said, you know the Mikado? I said, is it Japanese or Chinese?
Japanese, definitely Japanese.
Did your driver know? Did your driver
know?
He didn't know. That's tragedy.
I know, he said.
I know nothing.
So
no, it's definitely Japanese, and it's set in the town of Titipu.
Is it?
Which is fictional. It is a fictional Titipu.
You sure?
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Just checking.
We've looked it up in the map. We've Googled it. We have Googled it.
And tell me roughly the story then.
Right. You've got the romantic leads, Nanki Poo and Yum Yum, who fall in love. And it turns out that Nanki Poo is the son of the Mikado of Japan. But he's run away because his father, the Mikado, has promised him to Katisha, who is an elderly lady of his father's.
Much makeup here, listeners,
yes,
at this point. Yes. Much makeup required.
However,
yes.
Nanki Poo and Yum Yum are thwarted because Yum Yum has been promised to Coco, who is the Lord High Executioner. Are you following?
Your eyes are glazing.
Is this on CFAX at all?
Yes, you can Google this.
There'll be a written test afterwards.
I thought they might.
Yeah.
But, of course, in all best GNS traditions, it'll all come out all right in the end. But on the way, we have a visit to the town from the Mikado with lots of pomp and ceremony. We have a few schoolgirls popping in, doing some dancing, and there's nothing nicer. And we have, what else? We have some mock executions as well. So
as you do.
As you do.
Roz, how many in the cast?
It seems like a cast of hundreds, actually, especially at the Madder Market. But I think we've got about 48 on stage, 46, 48, yeah. Something like that.
It's not that big, the Madder Market.
It's not. Yeah. So it's going to be, there won't be a dull moment, put it that way. We're also very lucky with the age span of our cast. We've got a lot of youngsters involved, and it is so great seeing 16, 17, 20-year-olds playing lead parts and in chorus and just loving Gilton
the
Sullivan
energy
events.
Level of the society has gone up. Tenfold.
Yes, yeah. It's just fabulous. Absolutely fantastic.
But we've also got a lot of members who have been with the society for years and years and years. And that is also really exciting because we've got people that have been in the society. Well, they're in their 60s to 80s now, and they've been there for a long time.
In fact, I think one family, we've got three generations of the family in at the moment.
Yeah.
We've got mother, daughter and granddaughter involved. So and they just love it. Just love it.
How many of you've directed now?
I think this is my fourth. Yeah.
Enjoying it?
Oh, loving it. And I'm doing the next one.
Are you sort of a really hard person?
Yeah.
Fierce. Nothing gets by me.
Terrifying. Yeah. She's absolutely terrifying. Yeah. She's just brilliant.
Yeah, so do you have to sing in it as well?
As well. Thank you for that, Margaret. Thank you.
She sings beautifully. Yes, she does.
Does she?
I do. Gin helps, I find. I do.
But you can't remember the lines, though, can you?
You don't care after the sixth one, frankly.
Why did you choose the Mikado?
Because it's the production that opened the society. It was the first production. Yes.
Was it?
So, and in the audience on the Wednesday will be some of our first cast, which is rather fun as well.
Isn't that lovely? Yeah. Absolutely great. We're really looking forward. Our reception, our champagne reception, is just going to be fabulous.
Will you have canapes?
We might have canapes and nibblies.
I see. Crisps.
Yeah.
Yes.
The other thing I was going to ask was, You normally use the Manor Market, don't you?
We have done since 2005,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought so.
Yes.
Good. Now, I mentioned this is going to be the 6th to the 9th of May. Mm-hmm. Are you doing matinees as well?
On the Saturday, yes. Yeah. We've got a matinee on the Saturday.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's good. What about lions? Are you all right with those?
Most of the time, although I find after the sixth gin, everything's just basically a blur, to be absolutely honest. No, but it's
fine.
It's all absolutely fine. I mean, we make light of it, but actually it is going to be a super show. I mean, it really is. And Margaret, as a director, is just fabulous because she is, you know, it's not sort of... A lot of direction is where you stand there, you walk in there, you stand off there, you know, go off there. But Margaret is so... fond of detail, so great with characteristic detail, and it's just fabulous to work with her, I have to say. It's hard work because she is very demanding.
I found that out. Now, the thing is, don't look at me like that.
Sorry.
Where can you get tickets from? Presumably the Madder Market.
Yeah, the Madder Market box office has all
which
the tickets.
Is
I haven't got their phone number. It's up all over the place, but we should have brought a flyer.
Yes, you'll be tripping over posters wherever you go in the city. Yeah. Certainly in Madder Market Theatre. Mm.
What's the next thing on the horizon?
Radigore is the next production, which will be next May, which is such a contrast. It's got ancestors and people coming out of pictures.
Ghosts
and ghosts.
And set in Cornwall,
yes.
in a fictional village again of red herring.
So you could get into that quite easily then.
I could. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you take it home with you and learn the lines?
What?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, everybody does. Well, we hope everybody
does. But I mean,
does.
Do you take it out on the family and you're reciting lines to them?
Yes, of course. Yes, you have to. You have to. Of course you do. Yes.
In fact, you live and breathe it for the last few weeks, certainly. Costumes, the stage. Our set builder is a chap called Robin Richardson, who is our Mikado this time and the chairman of the society. And I don't know how he has time to do any of his own work, let alone have a family. And
that's him.
Yeah.
Yes,
he's
wonderful.
So talented, though. That's going to be a wonderful set.
Well, I know the box office number. 01603-620-917.
Oh, well, that's marvellous.
01603-620-917.
Did you know all the time, you tease?
I did. So that's going to be on the Manor Market Theatre, 6th and 9th of May. The East Norfolk Operatic Society, who have a tremendous reputation. But enough of that. 50th anniversary with the Mikado.
Yes, and it is going to be great.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you
very much.
Thank
you for having us.
You're still on the Youth Opportunity Scheme, are you?
Define youth.
Yes.
All right. Girls, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hope to see you for the next production as well.
Thank you very
much.
Thank you very much. And they were like Pan's people when they were dancing or something.